This is Voice Office BV.
Greetings from the Department of Physiology, Mahatma Gandhi Medical College and Research Institute, Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth. I, Dr. Janath Balindraj T, will be speaking to you via our SBV podcast on the topic, Why to Publish Your Research Data. Those who don't study history are doomed to repeat it. Knowing the past help us succeed in the present and make us to be prepared for a better future. To understand the tradition of publishing scientific research data, we have to look back into history. It was in the year 1655, Henry Oldenburg, a diplomatic interlocutor from the British Royal Society, decided to speak with independent scientists about creating a public record of original contribution to science to improve knowledge and encourage scientists to communicate scientifically. This philosophical transaction of the Royal Society created a sense of competition among scientists to be the first to publish a new scientific finding, which helped them earn non-financial benefits like credit, recognition, and prestige, which then translated to increased publicity, career development, and increased perceived value of the organization they were associated with. Thus, by facilitating communication between individuals who had worked in isolation from one another, the philosophical translation of the Royal Society played the lead role in development of a scientific community. However, publishing scientific data then did hold some risk for the authors. Competitors used the result presented in the paper to advance their own research and scoop the original author. The career of young scientists were particularly vulnerable of having their research picked up by others. To avoid this, the British Royal Society established the Publishing and Community Standards, where standards related to publication and citation of previously published data were made mandatory. Applying a standard to some authors and not others weakened the incentive of distinction that has attracted scientists to publish publicly in a journal. When exception to the community standard are sought and granted, there is a danger that the value of publishing is diminished, not only for the author who requests an exception, but for the entire community. Moreover, if the same standard does not apply to all authors, then the community cannot assure that the quality of scientific papers and the information they purport to represent is reliable. That jeopardizes the integrity of the publication system. As a result, modern journals do more than simply register the intellectual accomplishment of individual scientists. They record a collective body of knowledge. Journals are a centerpiece of the scientific enterprise and serve as a focal point for the description of scientific result. Journal articles supply information that helps scientists to develop new hypotheses, and they provide a foundation on which new scientific discoveries and inventions are built. Science is fundamentally a cumulative enterprise. Each new discovery plays the role of one more brick in an edifice. The authors cite previously published papers to make a case for their conclusions that is based on a combination of previously documented scientific evidence and the new information they have gathered. Scientific journals, many established by learned societies, provide a forum for a continuing dialogue of sorts as authors discuss findings that add new pieces to others' previously published results or announce alternative conclusions to those made by other authors or contradict them. Science moves forwards in this way. Now coming to the topic, why to publish? We will see this under the heading The Reasons or Benefits of Publication. The act of putting your research to paper will help you clarify your goal for the research. It will help you in reviewing and interpreting your own data and focus you to compare your work with that of others. Journal publication helps to preserve your work in the permanent record of research in your field. Writing and publishing puts your research into larger context. Your published paper can help in the public understanding of a research question. Publishing your scientific data gives you credit. Publishing helps to establish you as an expert in your field of knowledge. Adding your work to this record involves you in an active research community for a topic, helping to expand your professional network, increasing potential for collaboration and interaction with peers. Publishing in particular journals can be an essential component to advance your career by meeting necessary assessment criteria and output performance target. Having a robust body of published work helps advance your career as you are considered for academic appointments and promotions.
This is Voice of SBV.
Publishing in journals can give your work visibility among other researchers in your field, outside your immediate circle of contact and colleagues. Journals can make your work more discoverable, as they are already being read by circles of interested readers. Publishing your work through visible sources help others to learn. By adding your experience to the literature of the field, it helps to build the corpus of knowledge in your subject. All papers published in scientific data are indexed in Web of Science, PubMed, PubMed Central, Medline, Scopus, and Google Scholar, as well as being available and discoverable on net. Focused peer review evaluates the technical quality and completeness of each paper and associated data sets with standards upheld by the editorial board. The peer review process helps improve the presentation and communication of research. Peer review gives you important feedback on the validity of your research approach. It helps you to frame your argument in the most effective way that may even present valuable insights on next step for advancing and interpreting your work. In addition, the peer review process can also help you reach peers and senior members of the research community by having journal editors, editorial boards, and reviewers. Publishing your research data will help in preventing duplication of effort. Communicating the research information that you have found will enable other researchers build on your achievements or avoid unnecessary duplication of efforts to advance in their work, thus building on the body of knowledge that exists in your field. Selecting the appropriate journals can help add information to the public discussion of contemporary topics beyond academic circles. You may be required by funding agencies to publish your work in certain journals as open access or meeting other criteria stipulated in your grant award. As well as the publication itself, particular journal may help you to engage with audience and meet requirements to achieve or provide certain impact metrics, evidence of engagement and interaction with your work. Please do remember, publication of scientific data or patenting of your innovative works are two different entities. The principles and standards of scientific publication are also consistent with society's interest in the application of scientific knowledge and their economic and other benefits. An author who publishes a paper is expected to share materials related to that publication to other scientists for research purposes. But that does not prevent an author from seeking intellectual property right protection in order to release the commercial value of those materials. To encourage the disclosure of scientific information, the patent system bestows inventors of a novel, non-obvious, and useful innovation with a right for a limited time to prevent others from making or using that innovation, unless licensed to do so. Scientific publication provides no such incentive, but to the contrary, it encourages other scientists to use and integrate into new research those things described in a scientific publication. An author who publishes a scientific paper describing a patented process, for example, may have a legal right to prevent others from using it. But the scientific community holds the expectation that an author will make available a license to use that process for research. For a social perspective, the two systems are complementary. Patenting fosters the commercialization of ideas, whereas scientific publication communicates the idea that builds the edifice of science. Scientific publication also influences the issuance of patent rights by defining the landscape of the prior art and obviousness criteria used in assessing the novelty of the patent claim. Hope now you are aware of the benefits of publishing your scientific data. Continue or start to contribute your scientific knowledge to the scientific community for a better tomorrow. Thank you. Good day wishes to you all.
You are listening to Voice of SBV.